What's going on, Weakness Wad crew? Today is Wednesday, so I wanted to bring you guys a little Weakness Wednesday, kind of a little two-part, a little twofer, if you want. And today what we're going to talk about, the first thing is, if you already saw last Wednesday on any of our social media platforms, Facebook or Instagram, we shared a video of tips and tricks for new wads on the block, which is like a beginner novice local competition at a bunch of different hosts around the country. Their competition is going to be February 8th, and we are releasing, and so are they, New Wads on the Block, their Facebook group, is going to be releasing tips and strategies for your three-person team to practice, to think about before you go into this competition, especially if it's your first. You know, you want a little bit of coaching, maybe a little bit of idea of how you should attack each workout with your different partners, with different strengths and strategies and all that kind of stuff. So stay up to date with those. We're going to be releasing those kind of throughout the rest this week, next week, and then throughout the rest of the weeks until those competitions happen. So if you're doing those competitions, check out those videos. They're going to help you at least think about what you should be doing, or maybe how you a good plan of attack for the workouts. And then if you're looking for local competitions to do for if this is your first competition, if you've only got a couple competitions under your belt, but there's still movements you're working on, maybe you're still new to the competing scene of this functional fitness world, then try those out. newwadsontheblock.com. Check them out. I know the owner, really good guy, so want to pump those up for him. Now, our second part of today's podcast is talking about doing things right before we get too long on the road. And I want to start with this example. So think about this. If you, let's say, learn how to run, or maybe you don't know how to run, so you just kind of get out and you run and you just make it happen, right? You see people do this a lot. They go from being overweight. What do? They just start moving. Now, that's great. They're moving. It's just something better than they were doing. However, the problem can occur down the road when, let's say, they just go out and they just start walking. And then walking turns into jogging. Jogging turns into running. Running turns into sprinting or whatever else it leads to after that. But they do it wrong. Let's say it's like a heel strike. So we strike our heel, or we're always overpronating or supinating when we run, or we're not lifting our knees high enough. Think about this. What happens when somebody starts doing that at, let's say, age 20? Okay, they start running. They don't have proper form, technique, range of motion, could be a list of other things. Then think about how many steps they take within, let's say, a mile. Now, if they run a mile 3 days a week for 10 years, think about then how many steps that they have accrued over that 10-year period. And now think about what their joints are like. Think about their movement patterns. Think about their range of motion. Now that they've had that many repetitions under their belt for that long, with wrong or poor form, and in their head, they're just moving, right? They're moving because they know it's a good sweat, it's a good burn. However, they don't know what it's really doing to their body over that long period of time, because they're just focused on what's happening in the moment, right? Not thinking about, I wonder if I'm running right. And if I'm running right, I want to be running right for the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. So that way I'm not having to go back later on down the road when I have knee pain, ankle pain, hip pain, and now I have to reverse everything that I've already done, all right? I want you guys to think about this. When it comes to your workouts, whether it's strength, endurance, gymnastics, think about this. If you're always hyperextended when you deadlift, or maybe you're overflexed when you extend it, right? Your back isn't straight. Your core is embraced and you're always lifting like that. You can still be strong and lift a lot of weight like that, but think about what that's going to do to your form, to your back, to your joints, to how you do every other pull from that point forward. All right? What I want you guys to do is focus on the process, control what you can control now, which is maybe backing off the weight and focusing on the form a little bit. Make that quality so everything else for the rest of your life can be quality. Have a good Wednesday, guys. Take these practices into your daily routine.